Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just left to talk about. I'm the old Bravs guy. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, I can squeeze your little face because we're on Crappens On Demand today, which means you can be watching this on Patreon if you're signed up at the Crappens On Demand level. Also, we have our live show covering the Real Housewives of New York season premiere on May 6th. You can get your tickets at onlocationlive.com/watchwhatcrappens or find the ticket link at watchwhatcrappens.com as usual. So to celebrate, we are doing a 10-day countdown of our top 10 underrated Real Housewives of New York cast members. You can vote. We each have an opinion each day, and you can go vote for who's right or wrong on our Instagram, which is at watchwhatcrappens, and then we'll announce that winner. You guys are basically choosing, so we'll announce the winner the night of the show, okay, in the live
show. It's going to be really exciting. So today we're actually on number 8. We're both going to be revealing our number 8 most underrated Real Housewives of New York poison. I'll start today because I think I've had you start the past 2 days. So I'll start today. I chose as my number 8 most underrated, I chose Jules Weinstein.
Well, guess what? I chose Jules Weinstein as my number 8 as well. There doesn't even need to be a vote today.
There's going to be a poll. It'll say Jules or Jules. So I chose her because I actually felt like she was just about to kind of like come out of her shell. She was starting to take on Bethany a little bit. And she was just sort of in a thankless position of being on a crazy, crazy ass season while her marriage was falling apart. Although I don't know if she even realized it at the time. She did. I think she might have been like slightly higher. She might have reached number 7, except I will always be traumatized by her like breaking her vagina on her windowsill. That like still grosses me out. but you know what? She baked a fork into a calzone.
She baked a fork and a metal ramekin into a calzone. That was good. You know, she brought some things to the forefront, some eating disorder issues.
Yeah.
Which, you know, are not like a barrel of fun. But, you know, I mean, I guess it's important to talk about, frankly. She brought that. Her husband, what happened later, I think, is why she's underrated, because so much fell apart after she was on the show, which would have been fun. Like for us, like in a sick way, you know, like her husband, stuff. Like, didn't he run off with the nanny or something crazy? And then what was the other thing about her?
She had
her nanny stand in line for her iPhone, and she got in a bunch of trouble for that. And I mean, she's just an asshole, is what I'm trying to say.
That's
like,
exactly.
And not because her husband cheated, but she really was an asshole. Like when you watch that show, it's like, oh, this woman is so cringy and so awkward and so horrible. And God, I miss her. Mm-hmm. I think she would have just done great.
Yeah, I feel like we had just pulled off the brown paper skin on her onion, and we were just about to get into the first few layers before we find that weird inner layer that's kind of rotten.
Yeah, you know? Before it truly stinks in your kitchen, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because she did have some, like, really terrible moments. You mentioned when she was going to have a nanny stand in line for her. And there were, like, a few other things. I don't remember the specifics, but I remember she had some sort of nanny interview where we were just all kind of, like, shocked and grossed out.
Right.
And yet, at the same time, I kind of felt bad for her because she tried to have a brunch, and then Bethany and Carol were just so obnoxious to her. And then...
The thing. That's what saved her that season, because I think people really would have been putting her head on a spike and carrying it around the streets because she was that hateable. But then she got bullied. Bethany and... I'm getting 10 calls
Carol.
Right now, by the way. I don't know. Someone's dead. You're going to have to wait till after Watch What Crappens. Okay, sorry, dead person.
Yeah, we're talking about Jules Weinstein right now. Okay, this is important.
It's like the computer... You know, the stupid Mac, everything's connected. So it's like the computer's ringing, the phone's ringing, the iPad's over there ringing.
Okay. Everything goes off.
The point is I'm getting Windows. So, I think people would have really hated her a lot more had she not been bullied by those two. There was the time where she invited people to her Hamptons home and they're like, oh, seriously? What? It's not even done? Like, this is gross. I'm going to sit in the car.
Yeah.
And,
they were so obnoxious.
You know, they were such evil. They were so evil to her. And I think that got people on her side for a while.
And also, let's not forget, probably the most famous Berkshires trip of all time was that season. And that's when Bethany was going at Luann. And while this was all happening, Jules's father was in the hospital in a very precarious situation, and she was sitting outside on a stoop with Luann, and she was like, I'm just trying to call my dad because, you know, they say he might not make it. And Luann's like, and would you believe what Bethany said about my hair? I mean, she took my hair.
She's a hair stealer. You know, what would your father think about that if he were alive right now sitting on this stoop?
Which is, it's not anything that really Jules did, but sometimes we have to remember the magical scenes that Jules was a part of. So number eight, Jules Weinstein.
Jules Weinstein.
Congratulations.
Okay, so no poll today. So go vote on yesterday's poll then if you haven't voted, okay? So here we are with Real Housewives of New Jersey, episode 1111. This is called Teresa and Love. Blink, 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 blink.
Yeah, and so last week they gave us that really weird cliffhanger of Teresa, you know, feeling grief, like having a very normal reaction and feeling grief and leaving, and somehow that was supposed to be a cliffhanger. And so
cliffhanger. What is Jen's mom going to get off the buffet?
I know. And that's the funny thing is it doesn't even really resolve that cliffhanger. It just comes back to the tea party. So they're all just, all the moms are there just eating food. And Melissa, of course, is like, I brought my mom and I thought like my mom could be moms to both of us, but like it's just not the same. I'm like, yeah, because that's not her mom, Melissa.
Yeah, you guys crazy making person out with the same guy doesn't mean that you have the same moms. Okay, Melissa, give me a break with that. And Dolores is like, look, after everything Teresa's been through, she's been divorced, she's been to prison, she's got children, she's met someone new now, and I'm sure she'd like to talk to her mom about it, you know? I mean, did I mention she's got four teenage girls? That's all really Dolores is here for lately, is to just remind us the shit that Teresa's gone through, okay?
Yeah.
You are worried that you might have breast cancer, ma'am, okay? I would rather talk about what you're going through. Not that Teresa's stuff isn't real stuff, but it's like Dolores.
Also,
it's like Dolores is a reverse cheerleader. She's not there to like cheer on the good things Teresa's doing. She's like, rah, 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 sis, goom, bah, Teresa's parents are dead. You know, it's like the opposite of cheerleading.
But like, we also don't need her to do that because the show does it for us every chance it has. I mean, how many times have we seen flashbacks of the little girls walking through the house for the first time? I mean, I literally think there's a producer somewhere who just jerks off to old Teresa flashbacks. Because every season, it's like Teresa will go into a nursery and be like, oh, look, it's a cactus. And then it's like 2009. And Teresa's just like, Joe, we found the cactus. It's like everything is like a very important flashback to Teresa. I don't know if we need them anymore. We get it.
Yeah,
she's gone through shit.
And today we
some
get
of it
a ton
has
of
been
them.
Self-brought.
She's like, I remember the first time did it. I walked in the house. And it's like, whoa, look at Teresa carrying in the furniture that she paid for with the stack of cash. I'm like, where's the stack of cash part? That's the most interesting part. Like the part that led up to prison is the interesting part. Not watching the kids slide down the handrail. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So then Jen tells us that she actually was raised on Long Island, and then she brought her parents to New Jersey because she's like, you know, my mom, she's getting old these days. You know what? She's talking about falling asleep at the wheel of the car, you know? I just can't have a sit in 2 hours of traffic just to get to me, baby.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, we got an old home of a benefit of that. Nobody understands it. Dolores is like, I do. I live in like 30 homes. All right. I understand it. My first home is called what? My second home is called Teresa. And my third home is called Has Been Through. Okay. It's tiled in misery.
Misery Lane. Pebble tile, which is the same as misery. So Jack is like, Valerie is Dolores' mom. Valerie, so have you been to David's new house? Do you love it? And Valerie's like, yeah, it's beautiful. Mm. I mean, not as beautiful as a cookie, but
you know,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I would have preferred her to live in a toll house, but you know what? To each his own. Okay. He's an amazing doctor. I'll give him that. And Jen's like, oh, yeah. Brother, did she tell you what the doctor said, baby? Did she? She said you need to dump David so you can find a soulmate.
You know, Ma, all these girls like to talk about my relationship, and Jennifer's here telling my mother something I wouldn't have even brought up. I mean, you're on my back all the time about my relationship, okay? Ma, put the cookie down, okay? Put it down, Ma.
Right now I'm happy. Why can't people just accept that I'm happy? At the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. At the end of the day, Marge, what I went through in my marriage was hurt, okay? I mean, we all love Frank, but I was hurt. David is peaceful. He doesn't yell. He puts the seat down. He doesn't curse. He doesn't hit me. Okay, let's move on and pretend I didn't just say he doesn't hit. Okay, let's move
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Like, I was what?
What was that? What was that, like, compare and contrast moment?
Yeah, what? We need to go back to that, ma'am. All right?
Also, you can raise your standards. When she says, listen, with David, I enjoy the peace I get. He doesn't yell. He doesn't hit. He doesn't scream. He doesn't swear. He's good to my kids. In my mind, that should be the base level. That should not be the exception to the rule. Like, that should not be a situation where, all the guys, they just yell and scream and hit.
Yeah.
That's just basic stuff just to being a human.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can get all those things and have someone who carves out time for you too. Like, it's not a situation where you have to choose either column A or column B. That's an all of the above option.
You know, it's easy to say that until you're like dating. Then it really does become, you really do start to see. It's not like so easy to find somebody. You know, sometimes I get settling, you know, when people settle, okay? It's like the debt is too crushing to handle on my own. So you settle, you know? And sometimes I feel like single life is like that. You know, it's like, okay, do you want this guy with the mommy issues who, you know, cries himself to sleep? Or do you want this guy who, like, secretly pinches your dog while you're not looking? Okay? They're both mediocre looking. So which is it going to be, you lucky guy? What's your choice? You know, so I get it. It's like, Ronnie, why did you try to marry the DoorDash guy? He doesn't beat me. Okay, that's good enough. He doesn't beat me.
Yeah, I guess everyone has their own standards, and Dolores has her very specific low standards.
He tiles, okay? You know what? Frank tiles, and David pays for the tile. I've got everything I need, all right?
You know what? Does he park a motorcycle in the living room? Yes. But does he spit on me every time he talks? No. So you know what? I'm going to go with the motorcycle because I'm sick of wearing galoshes around.
Yeah. You know what? David doesn't try to run me over with his motorcycle in the living room. So you know what? I have what I need. So.
Does David still have an active license for the career he has chosen? Yes. So I'll go with that.
So Jennifer's mom is like, if you're happy, then that's all that matters, baby. And Dolores is like, yeah, you know what? I always say you can't fight the DNA, but now I'm starting to wonder about that because the mothers were all being supportive of me, but the DNA offspring are not being supportive of me. Okay? That was my DNA theory. Take that to the bank and catch it, all right? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay?
Wait, what does that have to do with Dina Manzo? No, DNA, not Dina. Okay, Teresa, just go back to your scene.
Teresa, go back outside. You're out of this scene.
Go back outside. I always was so confused how they made dinosaurs out of Dina Manzo in Jurassic Park. It's another one
just
for you.
Just gigantic dinos walking around.
How did they try to chase, you know, CSI, how did they make a whole TV show about Dina Manzo in Las Vegas? How'd they do that?
So Dolores is like, you know what? I'm fine with it. And the moms are like, yeah, then if you're happy, then that's fine. And Jen's like, well, that's all I needed my mama to hear because she doesn't live with my dad either. And I just needed to know she can still be happy, baby.
And you can be in your own place with your own fucks in the driveway. So Jen's like, hey, Valerie, what do you think about not living with your husband, baby? And she's like, I'm fine with it. You know, yeah. More cookies for me. I mean, what is Valerie not fine with? Hey, Valerie, it's raining today. I'm fine with it. Fine now with it's sunny. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that used Someone to make me crazy. I've said this before, but living in New York, it made me crazy being a waiter when people, you'd be like, how's your dinner? You know, and they'd always be like, it could be better. You know, it's never like it's great, but it's also never horrible. It could just be better. Okay. Like, can I get something from you? Okay. I mean, it was fantastic or this sucked. Call the manager. But every single time it's like, you know, it's fine. It could be better. You know, it could be better. It could be worse. You know, what are you going to do? You know, it's a pizza.
What are you going to do?
All right.
What are you going to do? You know, it could be better.
So listen, who cares?
Who strive for excellence.
All the comment cards were filled out by Joe Judice. It's like, how was this experience? So what? Who cares? All right. That's how it was.
What you going to do? What you going to do? Like, well, that's what I'm asking you for. That's why it's a comment card. I'm actually asking for actionable items.
Yeah, so what?
So, yes, what? So Jen, so Josephine is like, yes, but you know, I'm just, you know, I'm worried about what people will think, you know? And so then Anne, who's Jackie's mom, goes, who gives a shit, right? Like, all of us out of nowhere.
I know. She was very drunk emphatic. At this point. Yeah.
And Josephine's like, I give a shit.
Yeah, she's like, I do give a shit because, you know, and Marge is like, well, okay, you know, let's get backwards. All right. Do you want to live with him? She's like, no, I mean, I'm not happy, but she's, oh, so you're not happy? Well, he's my husband. But, you know, isn't it a relief not being with him? You know what? Do you ever have to say this to him? Take a shower. Take a shower. Because it's, you know, I'm over it. That's where I'm at. And she's like, no, you know what? I'm old school. I'm embarrassed about it, baby. And Valerie goes, why do you care what people think? Why? I don't get it.
You know, it's hard. You know how hard it is to live with a man who sits at a dining room table like he's going on a roller coaster? It's embarrassing and it's hard. But he's my husband. He's my husband, you know?
This one AirPod in his ear at all times. It makes me crazy, but what can you do? I'm old school.
And he wears three-piece suit to go swimming. But, you know, this is the life I have.
And Marge is like, all right, you know what? Do you care because you're embarrassed? Or do you care because you actually miss him? Or do you care because you just haven't found iced coffee yet? You know, but we have to go through all of the scenarios. And she's like, how come all of this talk has turned to me? All of these stories now are from me. And they all start cracking up. And they're like, okay, leave her alone. Leave her alone.
Yeah. So now we go golfing with the guys, huh? So first we have Joe Bonino coming over in a nice, I believe it was a purple shirt of some sort. And then, whoa, Evan Goldschneider looking mighty fine in his golf. It's very rare that someone can actually look hotter in golf clothes. Usually those shiny shirts don't really do it for me. But I thought Evan was, I was like, what? Hello, really? Mr. Goldschneider. You didn't think I thought he looked so hot.
I think Evan's less hot this season, I have to say. You know, just to objectify a man a little bit. I think he's a little sure. less hot. I'm not into his like Popeye, you know, his Popeye scruff. It's like he's an extra in Popeye. I'm not really into it right now.
Also because he cheated,
you know, the rumor of his cheating is like so regional. I don't like that either.
I don't like that it was really confined to just Tenafly, right?
Yeah. I don't. And it was just like solely like gym cheating. I feel like if you're going to cheat with somebody, you should make an effort, not just fuck them at a gym. Like, that's just so like low class, you know, treat whoever you're cheating with to a little respect. Not that he's cheating. I mean, I guess he's not cheating. I don't know. There's just, now I'm mad because I have so many girlfriends. And so I'm just used to being on the girl's side that even if the man is proven not to be a cheat, well, he hasn't been proven, but even if we're all agreeing that the man didn't cheat, someone said that he cheated. So I still am kind of like iffy on him.
He looks hot. So, Frank.
Yeah, which has nothing to do with his hotness, but for me, it does. Like, I want to fuck your husband when he's not cheating. You know what I mean? That would make me feel more special. Does that make any sense?
You know what it is? Here's, I think, why he looks so hot. Well, first of all, he tucked in his shirt, which doesn't necessarily make someone look hot, but it actually kind of like, highlighted his body a little bit more. And then I think it was, there was something so like normal about this getup that you can imagine being in a very normal situation and then seeing someone and be like, whoa, that guy is way too hot for this normal situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that the normalcy of just a guy in like pants and a polo, I can't describe it.
I just don't see anything hot about golf in general. I think golf is so gross. Yeah. I think it's just such a lazy sport. And I feel like it's like such a patriarchy sport. Okay. That's my wokeness for today.
Wait a second.
Golf is too woke. You know, I'm too woke to even like people playing golf because that's where guys are like, hey, guess what? We're going to make all our deals on the golf course and all those gays are ladies who don't like it or aren't allowed on here can't make the deals. And so, like, I resent it, you know, with their Costco fucking tuxedos, basically. Yeah. That's what golf clothes are. They're Costco tuxedos. They are.
That's true. But I guess we're just going to overlook Diana Shore and her lady contributions to the sport.
How many screenplay deals did she get? Point made. Thank you.
She got an invitational, I believe. She got a sandwich in Palm Springs. But, you know,
she has like a whole boulevard in Palm Springs, I think. It's probably like the Dinosaur Convention Center. Okay.
But ironically, that's the exception, she has no shoreline.
Not the rule. Okay.
Like, you know what? By the way, why is there not like a gay beach named Dinosaur? Like, that's literally the easiest gimmick.
I feel like there probably is. Don't you? I don't know. Let's look it up. Gay beach called Dinosaur. Gay
well,
beach.
Either way, I resent. I mean, I'm not a big golf person, but I resent you saying that golf is too lazy of a sport. When I, if I were to say, what about football? You'd say, no, they that requires too much energy.
That's violent. Okay. Well, football is violent, and I feel like as Americans, we're disgusting people for cheering this on when we know what this does to the people that are doing it. You know, they're all walking around with brain damage, and we're like, oh, poor thing. Well, I guess I'll just divorce him now. Yes, I'm talking to you, Real Housewives of New Orleans or Southern Charm, New Orleans. You know, it's like we abuse these guys and everybody cheers them on. They're like, oh, well, you got brain damage. Sorry, you got millions and millions of dollars, you know, that you'll never be able to spend now because you're a vegetable.
It's what about gross. Tennis?
Tennis. I mean, I'm not going to diss tennis because, you know, my sister plays it and she'll be like, oh, I heard what you said about tennis.
So a begrudging
you know, tennis. Okay. Also, tennis is one of those that makes you feel like you're working out, but you're not really. Like, there are a lot of fat tennis players, and I like that. You know, it's like, look, I'm doing this. I'm standing with the racket, and then I'm just moving back and forth like this, you know, when you just stand right there and wait for the ball. And it makes people feel like, oh, my God, I ran today. I'm like, you ran 3 feet from a line to another line. And they're like, but I exercised.
Well, do you like baseball then? Do you like baseball then?
No,
there's several fat baseball players.
Yeah, big booty. There's some big booty baseball players for sure.
I can't stand baseball anymore. I used to like it. I actually used to like I like going to a baseball game. I like the experience of going to a stadium and that. But I have discovered that I actually but I've discovered that I think I hate baseball now. I don't know what happened. I just don't think it's interesting.
Baseball's boring. Even the musical about baseball is boring. Okay? Like I can't with baseball. Okay, so Dinosaur Lesbian Weekend. Okay, so there's a big white party. So she doesn't have like a big white party in Palm Springs. 20,000 lesbians in the desert. Welcome to the Dina. That's cute. Dinah's Drive-Ins and Dives. Okay. Here we are. Here we are.
Do you think Dinah Manoff gets mad that she's like doesn't have a white party for her in Palm Springs somewhere?
Probably. She's like, oh, here I am. Dinosaur. It's always about dinosaur.
She does one in Cathedral City, and people are like, it's just not as good as Palm Springs. So, okay, so golfing. So so they're all there, and so it's Joe, it's Evan, it's Frank, and Bill will not be there. And Frank is like, why is Bill not here doing security? Huh? I hear he's got all the ladies over, you know, Turkish tea. It's like, Frank, there's already an irrigation system on this golf course. We don't need you to say Turkish tea anymore because you're overwatering the plants now.
Yeah. I love the guys who golf don't even pretend they're really there because they give a fuck. They're only all gathered so they can be like, women, they're nuts, huh? Hey, what about that wife of mine, huh? What'd your wife do? They're crazy, all right?
Yeah. I mean, apparently golf, the thing with golf is you actually just, it's probably the only sport where you actively get wasted while you play it. So I think that's a plus side for it, by the way. You just go and you get wasted and then.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that sitting in a chair. That's my only point. So they're making fun of each other because they really all kind of suck at golf. I mean, Evan's okay at it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and then they do the extra guy hug, you know, because it's like such a guy day. It's like so full of guyness that basically they hit each other when they hug. They like hug and they're like boom, boom, boom on the back really hard. Like they're trying to burp a giant baby, you know. It's like the whole, there's like a cloud of protein shake burp coming out of Frank. It's like protein shake and ham burp coming out. It's like, you don't need to burp him, okay? Like, hey!
Yeah, Frank is like, you know what the last time was when I held a golf club? 13 years ago, okay? That's how long my PTSD happened from that time that someone took a golf club to my golf game, not to any body part of mine that might be on my legs. What,
I haven't played golf since, and I also haven't borrowed $20 from a friend, all right? It's been a while.
Last time I held a golf club was when I was taking it off of my knee, my need to enjoy life.
So then Gorga is doing his usual straight guy homoeroticism where he's like, all right, here's what we're going to do, okay? Some of us are going to try and get a ball past there, and then whoever shows a ball past there got to put his nuts in my mouth, all right? That's what we're going to do.
I was like, what?
All right. If someone gets that thing even near a hole, you put your finger on my butt, all right?
Okay, here's what's going to happen, okay? Whoever hits their ball farther than that red flag is going to take me back behind that woodshack and just have your way with me, okay? Call me whatever you want. Just bend me over, okay? That's what the winner gets, all right? Okay, man, let's do it.
Pound me like a chicken getting ready for a schnitzel, all right? That's what we're going to do.
All right, but there he is. There he is.
There he is. There he is.
There he is.
They do this contest. And Frank is like, why you gotta look at my dick, Joe? Huh? All right, how about this? How about if I pass this blue flag, you kiss my ass, all right? And then if you get a finger in your butt after you lose that hole, then I'll eat your ass, all right? I'm like, okay, guys, enough. This is like a porn. It's too complicated. I need my plot line simpler. I don't even know how to follow the rules of this game.
Also, you're supposed to be in a locker room. All gay porns happen in locker rooms, not out on the green, okay?
Yeah.
So Frank messes up. We got a lot of like bad no golf moments. So now he has to kiss Joe Gorga's ass, right? So it's like, oh my god, gay panic time. He has to put his lips on a beautiful, rock hard, well shaved asshole right now. So it's like everyone's cracking up and everything, and Joe Panino's like, oh, he's got a dingleberry.
And Gorga's like, let me tell you guys something. He's got the softest lips, all right? Hey, guys, I love women. That's how it ends. He goes, I love women, all right? I love them.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then they all go get a drink at the little club thing. And Frank's like, I got to buy a box of tampons after kissing his ass like that, right?
I literally don't understand what that means.
He's a woman now.
I guess like,
he's such
woman
a pussy now.
Now.
Yeah.
He's a woman now. He did that. So Frank's knees are in pain because of, you know, he has that knee situation. Speaking of golf clubs. And then they're just ordering all this food. And Joe Bonino starts asking Frank how Dolores' renovations are going. And then Joe Bonino is saying how with Margie, you know, it just never stops. Like, she just ordered a whole bunch of chandeliers. And I was up until 11:30 last night installing chandeliers. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, because she got a photo shoot. I'm like, is he the most romantic husband? Why doesn't Joe Bonino ever get the most romantic husband honors? Yeah. Everyone else gets it. It's like, who's the best? Joe is. He stayed up till 11:30 putting up new lighting because Marge wanted it for an Instagram
chandeliers
shoot. Yeah,
chandeliers. He put up chandeliers.
Yeah,
you know, what's his face, David Bedore wouldn't even like lower the chandelier for Shannon Bedore, let alone install one for her.
Yeah, he wouldn't even use the Bluetooth switch to get it up and down. So then Gorga is really having a huge Men Are Pigs episode, right? He's like, you know what? These women, am I right? These women, it's like they're on a mission. They want to be taken seriously. Am I right? I mean, what the hell? Like,
it's like they've got something to prove. They got something to prove.
They're trying to prove something to somebody, right? Like, what the
hell?
They go
through this working thing.
You know, she, like, wants to make Envy great, right? And Frank's like, so you and Militia, are you good? And he's like, yeah. She asked me out on a date night, and, you know, she likes red, so she wore a red dress, and then she also wore some red underwear. And you know what? That's what guys need, right? That's what guys need, right? That's how we feel loved.
Yeah. You know, deep down, we're just all a bunch of pussies, you know? Speaking of women, I love to eavesdrop. And Joe, now don't bullshit me, man. But what's the deal with Teresa? Okay, because I hear she has a new boyfriend. And then we see a flashback of Dolores telling Frank. So Frank, Teresa has a new boyfriend. She's really into him. We haven't met him yet, but they're going pretty strong or whatever. And I just like that Frank's like, you know, I like to eavesdrop. I'm like, eavesdrop on the words that
the
are being spoken to you.
Men are so unused to listening that they have to call it something else.
They have to eavesdrop on themselves.
So then, Gorga's pretending he doesn't know. And they're like, come on, stop holding out, bro. And he's like, I would tell you, but she's my sister. All right, can't do that, all right? And he's like, oh, come on. You know, how many times have you met him? Is he nice? Or what's his ass taste like? You know, just a question, all right? Yeah, my tampon's in my ass. That's it.
And Frank is also just, like, eating all the food at once. And he's like, so what's going on? What, is he nice? Is he good girl? What's happening? And they just start laughing at him. And then Joe Gorga just puts, like, a bun in his mouth and just starts mocking him. I genuinely was laughing like I was hanging out with him because it was actually so funny.
Frank is so funny. And when this conversation started, he goes, hey, speaking of women, I love to eat. So, Joe, What? It's like he never even connected that to anything else. It was just like, speaking of women, I love to eat. So yeah, have you met the guy that she's dating?
It's a very romantic thing to say. So now we go over to Michelle, the realtor, showing Teresa a new house.
Hi!
And it's like a modern house, so no angel wing doorways or faux Tuscan touches or grandiose staircases or just generally hideous, tacky brown marble accents.
Yet. Because you know that Teresa will be the first one to stop at one of those roadside stands that sells like plaster columns, you know, or shit like that for your garden.
Yeah.
And she's just going to have plastic columns all over that place.
Yeah. And Michelle, I mean, she is so funny because she is such a real estate agent. The house is really cool, but it's on like a cliff, essentially. And it's overlooking, you go out to the balcony and there's just like this steep drop off. And Michelle's like, and right here, I envision an infinity pool. I'm like what, 1 foot wide? Come on. Michelle.
Yeah. So Teresa's feeling a little bit better, you know, and she's talking about how she wants to use this basement for Gia because there's a basement here. So she FaceTimes her and they talk about it. And then she's like, you know, Gia's my best friend and we like talk about everything, all right? So I'm going to call her because I still remember when we moved into our house. It's like, oh, God. Look, here Teresa's opening the front door. Wow.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Crying.
Little girls are happy. Yeah, look at them.
Oh, wow. Children. So she goes,
yeah, you know what? I needed a change, all right? Because, like, selling the house is like a final ending, right? Like, we don't have the house, so then we, like, move on because then we don't have a house. So it's the end, right? But, like, it's the end, but it's, like, the real end. But it's, like, the final end.
Teresa, you're moving, okay? People move every fucking day.
We understand the metaphorical implications, yes.
Like, we're leaving the camera way too long on Teresa. Someone just please edit.
We then cut to like a flashback of her saying, this is the ending, from like another place. Just like a montage of just flashbacks. And Nono saying, ending. I cry inside.
Yeah. So then Michelle's like, what are your thoughts? And she's like, I want to see more. So they basically, you know, this is, of course, an excuse to sit and talk about the next party. Michelle's going to be the one throwing this party. And it's just a cocktail party, no reason. But she's got a friend named David, and he's going to be there. Come bring your girlfriends, and you can meet David. And she's like, well, I met someone, but, you know, like, it's not scary as a nothing, because, you know, it's like a pretend end. It's not the real end yet, right? It's like kind of ending. It's a commercial break. All right?
And Michelle's like, so, I mean, do you want to meet the guy? And Teresa's like, and you know, the last thing I want to do is meet the guy. And then it cuts to her going, I would love to.
So let's see. So then Gorga goes to lunch with Melissa and Margaret. Well, first he's just with Melissa. So they're at this Cuban place. And he's like,
a hot waiter. As long as we're talking about hot people in polo shirts, I thought the waiter was hot too. I thought it was a good episode for hot, scruffy men on Jersey.
I didn't look him in the eye because I have respect. Okay. I was like, no. I'm not going to try and manipulate you, waiter. Okay. I'm a good patron. Okay. You just bring me whatever you want. I'm not going to ask your name. I'm not going to call it you. I'm triggered this week. Okay. So Gorga is like, hey, you know what? You know what I'm going to have? I'm going to have the Chica highball. You know why? Because it says Chica in it. And I got to have the Chica. I love those Chicas. All right.
Also, I love that it has ball in it. Okay. A little competition, waiter. Okay. You got 2 minutes to bring me the drink. And if you don't bring me that drink, I got to blow you, okay?
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
Okay, you know what? Here's the challenge. If you get ice in my drink within 2 minutes, I'm going to sit on your face. All right? That's it. That's the challenge.
So, Margaret and Joe Bonino arrive,
there's
this guy's a professional.
The only thing I care about is this scene, so I'm so sorry I have to go back. So Melissa goes, well, what is that? What's Chica? And he goes, girls. And she goes, oh, okay, fine. Then bring me some chiquitos, too. And he goes, what are you going to do with a chiquito? It's a Spanish place. Like, what? What? So she can't have sex with somebody else if they're Spanish? Like, what is this scene? What is any scene with Joe Gorga today?
I clearly did not, you know, I was like, I'm not going to commit this patter to my notes right now.
It's just always like so confounding.
Yeah, just their little strange, what's supposed to be romantic banter, but barely even makes sense.
What are you going to do with the guy? He's Spanish. Like, yeah. Like, is that blatant racism? Or I need to know what's going on. Someone explain. Okay, go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry, babe.
So, well, either way, so they come and, you know, they're talking about how, you know, hey, so Frank kissed Joe's ass. Hey, we got a video of it. Hey, take a look at this video. And it's just like ass crack, like just full on ass crack. And by this video gets shown like 15 more times. We see a lot of that ass crack. And so it's sort of like, it's kind of like filler. The rest of the episode is almost just like, hey, did you see this video yet? Yeah, take a look at this. It's Frank. It's kissing my ass right here. You got to check it out, you know? So they all look at that for 15 minutes. And then they start talking about the tea party and how Teresa went to the cemetery and everything. And Melissa's talking about her mom and how her mom loved Joe and Teresa's parents and everything. And Margaret, and then Margaret goes, well, you know what? The good thing is that she's dating someone now. And Melissa goes, who? Teresa. Like, yeah. Melissa, who else was she talking about?
Like, she's dating someone now. She's going to be very happy. And that's why she's drinking so much pineapple juice, okay? Don't tell me that she's not drinking pineapple juice just to get her vitamin D, okay? Because that's what she's doing. All right? That was a joke. It was. Thank you, Joan. Thank you. That was for you, Joan.
She's going to start wearing a pineapple in her hair like Chiquita Banana Woman. Hey, who's Chiquita Banana Woman? I gotta meet her, huh? Chiquita?
How about a Chiquita Banana? It's like, okay, you two. So then Joe, they kind of admit it tomorrow. Well, everyone knows. You know, this is the dumbest thing ever. So everyone knows.
Because Joe B had told Margaret what Joe Gorga had said, that Teresa and Luis are sort of in love.
In love, so then, yeah. She's madly in love.
So now Margaret's like, so I hear they're in love, huh? So now it's all out there in the open.
So then Dolores goes in an Uber to the breast cancer center, which is so sad. And she's like, cancer, I always thought that I'm doing too well for cancer. You know, like I work hard, everything's going how I want, but cancer does not discriminate, which is true, you know. So that's sad. And then we go to
Joe, we have a cocktail party to go to at Michelle's. Okay, Joe, okay, here's the, okay, this is my outfit. My outfit's going to be sparkly. What are you going to wear? I don't know, Margie. I don't have anything sparkly. Okay, Joe, here's what you're going to do. All right. Pour me some iced coffee. No. Okay. You're pouring orange juice into a plant. That's not even close to iced coffee. Never mind. Stay home.
Man, am I right? So then we go over to Jen's house and she's getting ready, talking to Gabby. And she's like, I'm going to a party, baby. I can't wait. I'm going to have so much fun. I'm going to drink because a couple shots of tequila that never hurt me. Did the baby? And Gabrielle's like, are you sure about that, baby?
And then Jackie is talking to Evan about how she's so excited for tonight. And she's like, but you know what, though? The last 10 times you were in a drinking situation with Joe Gorga, you did a lot of shots. And he's like, listen, I lived in a fraternity house. I'm fine. I'm a well-respected man in the well-respected field of finance. Don't you worry about me.
So then over at Melissa and Joe's house, she's like, not going to lie, Joe. You know, I never really thought we'd go to their house after what happened. But the way she handled it, I mean, she owned that. So I like her now. And then we go over to Teresa's, who's with Priscilla, okay, two and a hair. And she's like, I'm going to Michelle's cocktail party today. Her husband's going to have guy friends over there. And I saw a pic, and he's not my type today. I mean, much bigger face and lips and cheeks. And I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? He's, like, totally cute. The guy you have looks like, I don't know, like Jeff Lewis Mario stung by Singer. Bees in the face, you know?
Yeah. So, but now Teresa's basically going to try to pawn this guy off onto Dolores. And then Priscilla goes, she's not with the doctor. I'm like, what is it with half the people on this show talking like they're from 1952? Yeah. Not with the doctor.
She does say that. She does say it like that.
Hit me with the doctor.
And Teresa's like,
well, she don't have no ring that in on her finger that is.
So then we go over to Frank's, and this is like the start of every Frank and Dolores scene. Dolores, where are you, huh?
It's like not too many. I just like that Frank doesn't even have the patience to maybe just look around the corner. Dolores! Dolores, where are you? Where are you, Dolores? So she's upstairs.
She's always in the closet. Hint. She's always in the closet every single time, Frank.
Well, you know, it's a pandemic, so you can't go outside anymore. And by outside, I mean outside the closet, which means I can't go from the kitchen to the living room. So I just got to stay in the closet, you know? So she has roller skates up there. And we find this lovely little, just a strange, this strange little backstory about the roller skates, which is that there was going to be a roller skating party, but because of the pandemic, it was canceled. So she's like, so one day I says, you know what? I got the roller skates. I'm just going to put them on. And I wore them, and it was like one of the best workouts I ever had. So now, if I have time, I put on my roller skates. I listen to some Fran Jolie, and I go roller skating. And we just see a video of her on like a boardwalk, just rolling by. Hi, Dolores on wheels.
By the way, the worst place to roller skate ever. It's like wood planks. It's like broom, 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 broom.
Well, Frank, now that I've told you the most important news, which is the backstory in the roller skates, I should let you know that biopsy was negative and benign. Anyway, you know we don't talk about that stuff, Frank. So, I want to learn how to roller skate.
I'm so glad that we could cancel the outdoor roller skating party for an indoor party where we all kiss each other, which we're about to go to right now, Frank.
You know, I heard that Cynthia Bailey's having a super spreader event, and I was feeling a little left out. So put on your roller skates. We're going to Michelle's indoor party.
So we go to
people.
We go to Michelle's Pier 1 and LED Lighting Expo house, which is like, Michelle, you don't need yellow LED lights on your like, you just don't, okay? I'm watching this mafia show on HBO, and it's not like a glamorous mafia show. It's like a really downtrodden, like, it's just sad. You know, you look at it and you're like, wow, I guess I don't want to be a mafia person. This just looks horrible and seedy. And every single character has LED lights somewhere in their house. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's just like an Italian thing. Your colored LED lights, which, you know, I love those behind my TV, but it was just a lot is all I'm saying.
It was a lot. The decor was strange. I feel like there was a lot of like purples and blacks, and I was trying to think of what it actually reminded me of, and I never really put a finger on it. And then I realized I don't think I even want to touch it. I think I'd like to put my finger in something better.
An electrical socket. Yeah. Just something more comforting than that design.
A cactus. Pudding.
Yeah.
Acid. So Teresa arrives first, and she's like, oh my God, look at this food. Oh my God. Blink, blink, blink. Oh my God. She says that for like 10 minutes, just going, oh my God, because I think she just doesn't want to talk to anyone. So she just says, oh my God, a lot. She doesn't have to engage in a conversation.
And every single person that comes in is like, did you see the video of Joe Gorga getting his ass kissed by Frank?
We should watch it. Let's watch it again.
Let's watch it. Let's pull it up on YouTube.
Yeah. So they watch it again. So then Margaret arrives, and she's like, by the way, guys, guess what? Joe told all the guys that Teresa's in love. Okay, did you hear that? And Michelle is pissed off. She's like, oh, I had no idea. I mean, I have a nice guy coming for Teresa. If I had known that, I obviously wouldn't have set this all up. But she's like, she's angry, but since Teresa's a client, she can't afford to be angry. So she just has to give anger eyes and like just hold on to it.
And then, Marge makes sure that Teresa hears it the next time as Teresa passes. She's like, yeah, you know what? Someone says that they're in love. You know, Teresa, that's what I heard. And Teresa's like, hi, wah, hold on, wah, wah, and they're like, oh, you know what? That's what we're hearing, that you're in love. And she goes, who said that? Who said that? She goes, your brother. Okay, he told all the guys that you're in love, you know. And she's like, oh, my God.
It was a great, by the way, it was a great callback to Real Housewives of Atlanta. It was, you know, because one of the most famous Atlanta scenes is, who said that? Who said that? And this was Teresa going, who said that? Who said that? Yeah. Who said that?
Teresa's homage to Portia.
Yeah.
So, and Candy. And who else was that? God, that was good. And it's still everyone. It's still a great GIF.
Who said that?
God, I hate myself every time I say GIF. It's just so wrong.
Don't say it. Just say GIF.
No, because then every time you say GIF, then people go, that's not how you say it. You're supposed to say GIF. But then every time I say GIF, I say, God, I hate saying GIF. So I don't know. What's better? Well,
I mean, I just always assume you're talking about peanut butter. Like, Porsche's, when you said that's a great GIF, I'm like, yeah, who doesn't love peanut butter?
Yeah.
You know?
Who said that?
A little peanut butter pun humor, guys. Yeah. So Teresa is like, who said that? And then like, Joey, you told all the boys that I'm in love, Joey, huh? Why would you say that, Joey? Why did you say that?
And he's like, what? What? And everyone's like, oh, or Benigno says, yeah, he says his sister's in love. And he goes, I didn't say she's in love. Cut to Joe going, she's madly in love. You know,
like, are you kidding? This is me.
So then the Aidens come, and Jen's like, I'm gonna have a margarita. Pill. You want to just shot, baby? Come on, let's do some shots.
I can do it because I didn't drive. Joe Gorga. So Teresa's still mad, and he's like, so he pulls a Carl actually. He's like, Tree, you look great, by the way. You look great. You look beautiful tonight. Tree, you look wonderful, you know? Hey, okay, I got a bet. If I said that my sister was in love, okay, if someone could prove that I said it, I will take you up back and jerk you off myself, okay?
All right, right.
If you can prove that.
If all the guys here say that I said that, then all the guys here are going to bukkake my face. All
right? Just right in my face.
Right in my face.
If there's any footage anywhere that ever surfaces, ever, then just all on my face, all at once, okay? Naked. I'll be the naked one. You guys be fully clothed. I don't care, okay?
And Melissa's like, he just doesn't want to hide it, Teresa. I mean, your brother is such a lover. The first time I had sex with him, there were a dozen dollar bills on the stage, dozen roses on the bed. You know, it was so romantic. And Marge is like, the first time I had sex with mine, I said, take a shower because I don't want my husband to smell you.
And then David, the guy who is supposed to be Teresa's setup, he walks in with a lovely faux hawk. That was a great touch. They're all like, wow, David, you look very young. He goes, well, you know, I get a lot of sleep. And she's like,
he sleeps a lot. No bueno.
Yeah, Teresa's doing like the cut. And Melissa's like, what's wrong with you? He's cute. She's like,
he's so sleeping.
And we're just like, fuck him. You know what? If he takes a nap, he's dead to me, this guy. You know what? She'll give any excuse. All right? You know what? Sleeping, napping, you park on the wrong side of the street. I mean, it's just any excuse not to be with this guy. All right? And they're like, well, what about for Dolores? You know, we can save him up for Dolores. I'm so sick of this when people do this to single people. And Dolores isn't even single. But it's like, wow, you know, Ronnie's single. You know, I saw a guy today. He was actually picking up the trash and putting it in a giant truck. I'll bet Ronnie would like him. This guy's bald, too.
Yeah, I like this, like, one-size-fits-all, like, guy. That it's like, oh, well, it doesn't work for Teresa, so it'll be fine for Dolores. As if they are not two different women with two totally different needs and attractions, you know? And it actually, it happens to gay guys a lot because people will often be just like, I remember back in my single days, not to sound like that, but people would always be like, oh my God, I know a gay person also. You guys should totally date.
That's
and
what
it's
they
just
do.
Like, yeah, and it's like someone who's like, there's no consideration about like, what I'm attracted to, what I'm interested in.
What they're attracted to.
What their mesh is, what they're attracted to. It's just like, oh, you guys are both single and therefore, and you're both gay.
There was a Sex in the City about that where, you know, Charlotte and Carrie were both like, oh my God, I have a gay friend. I have a gay friend too. We should hook them up.
Yes, I remember that.
They get the gay friends together and it was so accurate. The gay guys are both like, hate him. I hate him. Oh, he's ugly. Oh, really? I'm not the attractive one. Oh, I'm not the attractive one. I have biceps. Okay, I have biceps.
But getting back to this show, what is also, let's really not gloss over the fact that Teresa turned down this guy because he likes to, like, he said he sleeps. He just said it as a joke that he sleeps. I have heard a lot of excuses from people about why they wouldn't date someone, you know, that they, I don't like their hair, I don't like this or that. But sleeping is a new one for me. Like, someone who says, yeah, I sleep.
Well, he says I sleep a lot. So, like, a lot of time in bed. I don't think that's attractive. And I'm in bed all day. You know, but I wouldn't tell somebody like I actually liked, hey, you know what I do all day? Stay in bed, read the phone. Like, who wants to date that? You know, also his eyebrows. And also the gym. He's like, oh, yeah, sleep and go the to the gym all the time.
The faux hawk
like,
is the issue.
Faux hawk. Yeah, there's a lot. Faux hawk. You're dismissed, sir.
Oh, he was totally dismissed. I'm just saying I thought Teresa, you know, saying it's because he sleeps was was pretty hilarious to me.
Yeah, especially after being married to Joe Giudice. Like, I think his entire time on the show was spent on the couch. So then, let's see. That it wasn't even.
So now there's a lot of.
Okay. So everyone's like, why don't we hook him up with Dolores, right? Everyone's like, Dolores needs somebody. And they're like, well, I don't know. And Marge says, well, she's locked and loaded. All right. She doesn't need a boyfriend. She just got a Porsche from her boyfriend. And Teresa goes, oh, that would piss me off. Like, don't get me a car. Are you fucking kidding me?
Have you seen the mansion that you're selling?
Are you fucking kidding me? You went to prison for fraud because of all the cars you made your husband, you know, you wanted your husband to buy for you so that you could look rich enough to be on this show. Teresa, of all the people.
I know. That was very funny. But they're basically saying that, you know, David essentially got Dolores a lavish gift to buy himself some time, which I don't think is necessarily untrue. But they're all really scandalized by this, and they're talking about it. So now they do a whole bunch of shots, and then Dolores and Frank arrive, and guess what? There's another like, hey Frank, come over here. You gotta kiss this butt, huh? Does it look familiar to you? Yeah, put those soft lips right up on you. Yeah, get them right on there. Yeah, Frank, there he is.
And Frank's like, honestly, I've eaten better ass than that, all right? Oh, yeah? If you've eaten better ass than that, I'm going to bet you. If you've eaten better ass than that, I'm going to, you know what? You're going to come down my throat. All right, that's it.
Frank Catania, what's wrong with you, okay? So then they show the video again, like the fifth time. It's Joe Gorga's ass crack.
And they all start going, look, Frank is an ass kisser. Ha, ha, ha. Like, it totally works for this group. I'm waiting for one person to be like, who cares? That's so stupid. But everyone's like, ha ha, Frank's an ass kisser.
Yeah. And so meanwhile, in another area of the house, the girls are talking about setting Dolores up with this guy, David. And they're just talking about how the Porsche is like getting, like it's weird that he would get her a Porsche, but not a ring, because a Porsche costs like the same amount of money probably. And so they're all kind of like weighing in, and Evan's like, yeah, it's probably like, he's probably stalling. And then Michelle is like, hey, you know what? Let me ask my husband since he got me the car and the ring. Mm. So, really, her husband won
with that one. So Wolfman comes over and she's like, honey, she got a car instead of a ring. What does that mean, John? And he's like, wait, a Porsche before the ring? You know what? That guy actually owes me a Porsche. He promised me one. Did he not give it to me? God damn it.
I was the one. I mean, I basically delivered all those babies, right? I mean, I set him up. I set his Twitter account up. I basically am a doctor now, huh? Like, I'm owed the Porsche.
So then Marge is Marge asks Tree if she's drinking a lot of pineapple juice, because Teresa's like texting on her phone, obviously texting the guy, right? And Melissa's drunk now. So she's like, hey, Teresa, look at that mozzarella. It's just being made right now. So it's called Mutz.
Yeah, there's like, this is what you want to see in a corona, at an indoor party, maskless party during a pandemic. Someone just kneading raw mozzarella. just get in there with their fingers.
Oh, they have. Gloves I also on. Like. They did have gloves on.
Oh, they I'm did. Very, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm very aware of this week because everyone got so upset about Below Deck Sailing Yacht, the lady not wearing gloves. So I was like, are there gloves? And there were. It's like, wow. And the internet's going to be so happy.
So then they're also doing shots, and Bill is going, keep that away from my wife. You're a terrible influence on my wife. And then Jen just goes, he's the king of the castle. I was like, what?
So they start talking about this guy, and Teresa says she's not texting him, but everybody knows that she's texting him. And it's like, I'm gonna go then. And so she's like, the girls are home by themselves. I mean, so she leaves, and then Dolores goes, well, she sees her leaving, and she goes, did she tell you why she's upset? I mean, with all she's been through, anybody know why Teresa's upset?
Well, Melissa's, and before she leaves, Melissa just pesters her. She's like, you're going home? Why? 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 She's, do you have underwear on? Do you have underwear on? And she's like, yeah, I do. She's like, you're a hoe. Oh, no, Teresa doesn't have underwear on. She's like, you don't have underwear on? I got underwear on. You're a hoe. I told you you're a hoe. You're a hoe. And Teresa's like, you have underwear on? She's, of course I do. What, do I look like a hoe like you? I'm like, this is the first time Melissa's heard the word hoe because she's used it like 10 times.
Yeah, she's loving it. So Dolores is like, why is she upset? Marge goes, she's not upset. She's coming for a booty call. Okay. You know what? And Dolores is like, well, why does everybody have to bug her about her relationship all the time? I mean, after all, she's been through. And Marge is like, you know, she'd just tell us. We'd leave her alone. We just wanted to be happy. Okay. She goes, listen, here's what's happening, everybody. She's scared. Okay? And I'm telling you, sometimes things don't work out. You know, it's not easy to be back in the game after what you've been through, after what she's been through, after what I've been through. Okay? I'm like, uh-oh.
Do you remember when she bought a new house 10 years ago? God, I wish there was a flashback. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh my God, it's stairs.
I cry inside.
All so, right. You know what, all Joe Dice? If you can get up those stairs before me, you're going to put your dick in my ear. All right?
So Dolores is like, listen, I don't blame Teresa for keeping it quiet. You know, it's a judgmental crowd. Okay? She has the right to leave for a booty call. God bless. So then Melissa's saying how, like, Joe Gorga always shares it. It's a very open book as opposed to Teresa. And Dolores is like, well, David wouldn't talk like that, Joe, and David would be very upset around you. I guess they're talking about David now, I guess.
It's just because Melissa said, you know, Teresa doesn't say anything, and look at Joe. You know, he walks out of the house going, I just banged my wife, all right? And Dolores is like, yeah, David wouldn't like that kind of talk, okay? He'd be very upset around you, Joe. And Joe goes, oh, yeah, look at you. I'm happy. I'm so happy. And she's like, yeah, I am happy. And if I wasn't happy, you'd know I wasn't happy, all right? You know what? I threw my husband out after four months of being pregnant, all right, because he was fucking with me. You think I'm going to pretend to not be – you think I'm going to pretend to be happy when I'm not happy, Joe Gorga? Huh? Do you? I was like, yes, Dolores. Dolores is getting riled up. Keep at
She's
it,
She's getting
Joe.
Riled up. I love when she gets angry. So he's like, I think that you're in denial, okay? Grow with Gorga right now. You're about to have a seminar. And she goes, you can tell me whatever you want, little man, but I don't want someone getting mad at me for walking ahead of them to get into the car. I was like, yes, Dolores. Yeah. I was so proud of her for saying that.
And he goes, yeah, well, as a real man, you know what? You express your feelings, all right? And that was my feelings, and I expressed them, so I'm a real man, all right? A real man can take it up the butt and, you know, not even put a hole through a pillow, okay? So if David doesn't give you that affection, you know what? Then it's going to be impossible. It's impossible for him to give you that kind of affection because he works like 16 hours a day, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
But then Jen's like, you know, I get it, but my husband's a doctor too, and he finds a way to make time for me. King of the castle, baby!
Joe, you know what? If I wanted to stay married, I would have stayed married. And he's like, you know what? I love Frank, but you know what? He was doing his thing, okay? You know what, Frank, look, I loved you, but you know what? You broke her. This is a broken woman. Just look at her. Look at this broken woman.
Which is so condescending.
Look at this piece of shit. You think it's easy walking around as a woman when you don't got a man? What's the point of even living, bro? Like, what is that?
Bro.
Look at her. Broken.
She has like another, what, probably 30 to 50 years left in her, and she's going to spend all that time broken. That's just sad. 50 years of broken life for this
just
woman. This
disgusting.
Is what you did to her, Frank.
Look at this pathetic. She's like a box of IKEA shelving with no L bracket to put it all together, bro. Look at her.
She's like that one shopping cart, you know, that someone pushed outside the parking lot and got through that thing, but now the wheel doesn't work because it went past the parking lot, and you're like, bro, who's going to use that shopping cart now? That's what she is, a shopping cart on the side of the road, bro. Broken.
Yeah, bro, she's a rickety wheel stuck on a sidewalk, bro. That's what you did to her. And Dolores goes, well, you know, Joe, a Neanderthal like yourself would say something stupid like that. And Joe goes, yeah, but you know what? If I got cheated on like by Melissa, I would be broken. And Jackie's like, I think that this is a message to Teresa or to Melissa. You know, she thinks she wants independence, but without a man calling the shots, you know, you're going to be broken too, Melissa. That's basically what he's saying.
Yep. And so Gorga is like, he's like, Dolores, don't you want to have love? don't you want to know what it's like to have someone just like come right into your face and when you get a bet wrong, you know what I'm saying? And she goes, I feel loved. By who? David. She goes, you know what? You got a scarred heart. You got a scarred heart.
Yeah, you got a scarred heart.
And I was sitting here being like, why is everyone just letting him say these things? And finally, Margaret is like, you know what? This is all a very chauvinistic thing to say. Okay, Joe, beat him up. Beat him up. Okay, all right. You know what? Never mind. Take a shower. Go upstairs. Michelle, can you use your shower? He needs to use the shower. Okay. What is this, the 50s? Okay. Women's existences don't revolve around men. And that's not where they derive all their happiness from, okay? It's like, newsflash. This is not what it's all about.
And Melissa's like, yeah, well, Dolores, I don't want to talk behind your back. So I'm just going to tell you, you know, I heard that a couple of people brought up that you got a present, you know, and a couple of people were saying, and Marge goes, no, not just a couple of people, you and Teresa. Okay, it was you and Teresa who were doing it. Because Melissa won't stop. It's like every time she gets a chance, she's like, wouldn't you rather have a ring? Like, wow, congratulations, Melissa. You got a fucking ring. Wow, you've really made it.
And then Melissa throws everyone under the bus. She goes, no, not just me and Teresa. It was Michelle and John and Evan and Jackie. And guess what? We all agree, most of them more than me. It's really mainly them who are talking all the shit, that it was a stall to get the ring, okay? And then Jennifer, always so delicate, goes, yeah, but you crushed that you didn't get a ring and got a car, baby. Just absolutely crushed, baby. She goes, no.
Yeah, and Dolores is like, it doesn't mean shit, okay? David is part of my family, and it's growing slower than people expected. You know what? I'm good with it. It should be good enough for everyone. Frank, I want to leave, okay? Because everyone's talking behind my back here. And Melissa goes, no, we're not. You literally just admitted to talking behind her back.
You did. She goes, you know what? Fuck you. Learn how not to talk behind my fucking back. Go fuck yourselves. Frank, let's fucking go.
And Melissa goes, there's just mixed messages. There's not mixed messages. How many times does she have to say it? Okay.
Yeah.
My God.
Look, do I think David's a bad boyfriend? Yes. I 100% believe he's a bad boyfriend. You know, did Dolores say she wanted a ring and now she's acting like she doesn't want a ring? Yes. Is that confusing? Yes. Does it seem inconsistent to me? Yes. But is it her life? Yes. And if she wants to be with this schmuck, she can be with this schmuck because you know what? She got a free Porsche out of it. He is nice to the kids. And for right now, he's working for, as she always says, for right now, it works in her life. And then when it stops working in her life, she's going to move on. I mean, I don't think anyone believes that this is, I don't even think Dolores thinks this is the love of her life, but it's like when you get IKEA furniture, you just like, sometimes you just need a chair.
It's transitional. Okay? And he's like a transitional guy.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a Poang. Okay. Yeah. And it's just, it gets the job done for now.
Yeah. So then Dolores is furious, right? And she hears them because they keep talking. Melissa's like, well, I just didn't even know what she meant. And Dolores is like, well, figure it out because what comes out of my mouth is what I meant, all right? It's none of your fucking business anymore. So then she's yelling at Frank as they go to the car. She's like, I can't believe these fucking people and the fucking this and the goddamn that. Roller skating my ass. You know what? I'm going skating right now. Get out my roller skates from the trunk, Frank. I'm not even fucking with you. And he goes, I didn't say a word. Why are you hollering at me? And she goes, because I'm aggravated, Frank. And then they get in the car.
Which is such a true moment.
I know. They get in the car and she's like, you know what? I need 5 minutes to calm down. Don't speak to me.
And that's why I love Dolores. There's something like so, like, there's just something so real and wonderful about Dolores. And Margaret's like, well, when someone has a fit, we go have a cocktail. So that's where it ends, with Dolores getting angry. I love when Dolores gets mad. When she blows... she blows.
There she blows.
There
All
she
right,
blows.
Everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today and for watching us on Crappens on Demand, okay? We will be back tomorrow with the Summer House Reunion, which looks pretty good. And then we'll be back Monday with Top Chef. Do not forget to go get your tickets for our live show on May 6th, the coverage Real Housewives of New York City.
Next week. It's a week from today, okay?
Go on to onlocationlive.com/watchcrappens. Okay, that's where you're going to find tickets for a show, okay? We sure love you guys. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler. Let's give them a kiss, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.